from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary Kerry visits Hiroshima.
This was a display that I will personally never forget. I don't see how anyone could forget the images, the evidence, and the recreations of what happened in August 6, 1945.
John Kerry says he is deeply moved and honored to be the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Hiroshima, Japan, a city devastated after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb near the end of World War II. Mr. Kerry spoke after visiting a World War II peace memorial.
It is a stunning display. It is a gut-wrenching display. It tugs at all of your sensibilities as a human being. It reminds everybody of the extraordinary complexity of choices in war and of what war does to people, to communities, to countries, to the world.
Secretary Kerry was speaking toward the end of the annual two-day G7 ministers meeting. Group of seven heads of state will meet in Hiroshima next month. President Obama will become the first American leader to visit the city. The UN's envoy for Yemen welcomed today the cessation of hostilities, which just went into effect. The truce is between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels, who seized control of Yemen's capital in 2014. All are pledging to support the ceasefire. Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing a major operation with Russian Air Force to regain control of the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo, Syria's one-time economic capital, has been divided into occupation zones since 2012, with rebel groups in some areas while other locales are still under government control. This is VOA News. Ukraine's embattled Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Sunday he is resigning, opening the way for a new government to be formed in an effort to end Kyiv's political crises. Mr. Yatsenyuk said in a televised speech he hopes his resignation will give Ukraine a chance to adopt new electoral, constitutional, and judicial reforms and to join the European Union and NATO. Early elections could be called if Ukraine lawmakers fail to unite behind a new prime minister. South Korea says a high-ranking North Korean military officer defected to the South last year. The announcement was made Monday in Seoul by the South's Ministries of Defense and Unification, the latter of which handles affairs between the rival Koreas. The unidentified officer is a colonel who worked in North Korea's General Reconnaissance Bureau, making him the highest-ranked officer ever to defect from the authoritarian regime. The next U.S. presidential primaries in the state of New York, where Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton served as a senator. Her opponent, Bernie Sanders, was born in Brooklyn, New York, and New York is Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump's home state. Republicans Ted Cruz and John Kasich are also on the ballot. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders won big last week in Wisconsin, but face tough odds next week in New York, Donald Trump's home state.
It's great to be home. This is home.
And the state Hillary Clinton once represented as a senator.
Whoa! Hello, Sunset Park! Hello, Brooklyn!
With time dwindling to overtake the frontrunners in the delegate count, challengers are waging battles of perception. Sanders insists he retains a path to the nomination.
If we can win here, it absolutely opens the door to a path toward victory to the White House.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
In the meantime, more Americans said in a new survey released today that they would definitely vote or consider voting for Democrat Bernie Sanders than any other candidate left in the 2016 presidential race. The Associated Press GFK poll surveyed 1,076 people between March 31st and April 4th. 21% they would definitely vote for Sanders, and 41% said they would consider it. That's a total of 62%. Hillary Clinton, who leads Sanders in the Democratic race, ranks second with a combined 50%. On the Republican side, Ted Cruz and John Kasich each had 43%, while frontrunner Donald Trump ranked last at 35%. And an unmanned SpaceX cargo ship arrived at the International Space Station Sunday, 2 days after launching from Cape Canaveral, Florida. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.